Commissioner Ellen, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, very good. Then we're going to begin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a public hearing of the Town Council, June 7th, 2021. And the purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed budget for the fiscal year of 2021 to 2022. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on May 19th, 2021, and was advertised in the Island Gazette on May 26th, 2021, thus meeting the notification requirements. The proposed budget includes the following highlights. Proposed property tax rate of 26.58 cents per 100 of evaluation. That's 1 cent over revenue neutral on the new on the new values for the properties. No changes to water and sewer rates. There's an increase in monthly stormwater fees by 50%. Addition of two full-time employees to the fire department. Cost of living adjustment of 1.3% for employees, and a merit increase pool of 3% to reward employees who are performing above expectation. All this information has been available on the website. So we are now open for public comment. Is there anyone on the phone, Beth?
There is. We have three people on the phone.
How many?
Three.
Which will be John.
You just need to press star six.
Okay.
One of those is John.
No,
yep.
No, he's separate. Additionally.
Sure. Okay.
If anyone on the phone has comment, please state your name and your address.
Mayor, remind them it's star six telling you.
If you're on the phone and you have a comment, star six to unmute, please.
You sure may, or you may actually give us your comment. Sure.
What is the current tax rate? I just looked on the website and couldn't find that.
34 cents.
It's 34 cents. The new tax rate will be 20.
And with the new
tax rate will be 26.58.
And what does that do dollar-wise with the new property evaluations for our budget?
If you look at it, I believe our budget in general increases and goes up approximately $200,000. Arlen, was that it?
For property taxes, it actually raises the revenue about $125,000 approximately. So total property tax revenue is about 3.3 million.
Okay. We're talking about the town rate of tax, not the county rate of tax.
Correct. I understood that.
Okay.
And so when you say it is 1 cent above neutral,
yes.
Can you tell me what the difference is there? I don't know what the 1 cent gives us.
Well, as the budget officer said, it gives us about
$125,000.
The issue at the individual level is your property could have went up more or less than average. The tax rate is set off average, so they take all the properties in Curie Beach, put them together, into one big number, and then they look at the previous tax rate, and then they see what all those properties together changed, and they give you the revenue neutral tax rate, which you have to report to the public. And then in the budget process, if that's not enough money, which is what happened this year, council is recommending a small tax increase of 1 cent. But at the individual level, the impact to you, you have to pull out your property reevaluation and do the math for yourself to see, because there are some people that actually will pay less taxes to Curie Beach. There's some people that will pay more taxes because of how the property reevaluation worked at the individual property level. Does that help it a little bit? We can't tell you your specific impact, but you can look it up from what the county sent you.
Yep. See, when they do the averaging, they may come up with 36% as the average. Some properties did not increase that much, and then there are a variety of properties that may have increased more. So it's very difficult to make it perfectly neutral for everyone.
I hope that helped.
So how much, I have one more question. How much do we plan to, or do we anticipate adding to the budget from paid parking?
Okay, Arlen, you want to do the official numbers?
We added about $350,000 because that was just an initial estimate until the program is, you know, functioning for a longer period of time. But that there's also expenses associated with the program. So that $352,000 is a gross amount.
What was the net in the budget?
The net was about $150,000.
Yeah. So at least in this budget, until we know what really happens, we put $150,000 in, which is a little more than what the tax increase will bring in. So without paid parking, we would have increased taxes more to satisfy the budget requirements of the state.
So were we at a net loss then before this?
What do you mean? Ma'am, the state of North Carolina requires...
If we're going, that's $275,000 to the budget. If we're adding $125,000 to the budget from property tax increases, and we're adding approximately, obviously, so you don't know, $150,000 from a revenue of paid parking, that's $275,000 into our coffers that we didn't have a year ago.
That is correct.
That's true.
So why are we needing this increase in property tax? Do we need $275,000 additional dollars, or could that rate have gone lower so that there's not the additional $105,000 to our residents?
Well, ma'am, if you look at the entire budget, you can see where the needs of the town are and what is required in capital equipment, what is required for street maintenance, what is required for storm damage control, what is required for
staffing.
Sorry, Joe, what did you say?
Staffing. Well, we're spending a substantial amount of money on paving this year too, street paving.
Yes. So I mean, it's easy to say one year to the other, but there are different needs in the budget for each year. That's why the information is put on the website, and it's quite detailed. It's probably close to 70 pages.
And another reminder is, last year the council did not raise taxes because we were worried about the COVID impact to the citizens. So last year the town spent money out of its savings account, if you will, to pay for the bills of the town. So we deferred a tax increase. If COVID would not have happened, my belief and what I would have recommended is that the town would have raised taxes last year, but the town did not do that because we were concerned about the impact of COVID to all of our residents.
I appreciate that. I guess I was just hoping that this paid parking would have offset an increase for this year as well.
Well, you know, when we know what the year was, there's always next year to take a look at the budget and what actions can be taken at that time. We just don't know what to expect right now. The numbers are all over the map. But we do expect to make some money. We expect to make some money for the town, and things are going well right now.
Thank you.
No problem. No problem. We work for you.
Mr. Mayor, here no other comments. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
If you want to give it a little bit longer, but nobody seems to have any more questions.
Well, did you get anything electronically? No.
Nothing. Nothing electronically. Nothing from the audience. Okay, anybody else on the phone have a question? Okay, I'll accept your motion.
This is Shane Stewart, also 742 Cutter. Great job, guys, and we appreciate looking back when we make the right decision to have paid parking for this year. So, like you said, 12 months from now, I'll know what the impact really is.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll make the motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes, sir.
I had a hard time hearing, so you have to forgive me.
Oh.
Are you closing the session right now?
Yes.
May I say something prior to you closing?
Mm-hmm. Sure. We haven't voted totally yet, so go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead,
sir. Yes.
My name is Jimmy Caldwell. I live at 1211 Fort Fisher Boulevard North, mm-hmm. Unit 8. I met Mandy there with the police commissioner. We have a beautiful sign there. Welcome to Curie Beach. That's our gateway to our community. Mm-hmm. I think if we can take some money from the budget and improve that right there, every day there's people taking photos there, and they go from different states, maybe different countries, and they show that photo to their relatives, friends, and so forth. I think we can improve that sign. The sign itself is beautiful. I wouldn't touch it. The lighting is an issue. Okay. First of all, we have extension cords there. That shouldn't okay. be. We can get solar lights there. Makes it a lot easier. The lights are on right now 24/7. They're not on a dimmer. I propose, if I may, I'll absorb the course. My own licensed electrician, who's insured and will sign a waiver from the town to put lights there, nice lights to light up the palm trees and the sign. And maybe the town can take in consideration the river stones that we have there, river rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You can change those up into white ones that will bring out the sign, the blue in the sign, and that whole area there. And if you let me, I can plant some flowers there as well.
First of all, thank you for caring enough to say that that sign is important to you. It's important to us. We will take your input under advisement, and we have his name and address.
Yes.
So we'll be in touch on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Another note. As our community grows every day, right? It's growing. When you're crazy, you can't buy a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it's getting. We have a big community of pickleballers. I don't know if you guys know about pickleball.
Yeah.
Sure,
oh, yeah.
Know about pickleball by now.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get dedicated pickleball courts.
Well, we have painted courts
we
for
have
pickleball.
Courts.
We don't have dedicated
courts. Mm-hmm. So if kids are playing basketball, you can't play pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
If they're playing tennis, you can't play pickleball. If
right.
people are playing pickleball on the tennis courts, they can't play tennis. So I'd like to see some of the money in the budget put towards dedicated pickleball courts.
There's money in the recreation budget It's normally allocated specifically, but depending on what's going on, we can take that under advisement, but I would tell you that there's no plan, at least right now, to change the configurations of what we have. It's not to say it can't be changed in the future, but right now in this budget, there is no money to do that.
Okay, so this budget right now is already set. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So it's set.
Yes.
So this, what I speak of, then will be proposed for the following 2022.
So the sign, no. We'll talk with Public Works and see if that can be
the pickleball.
Pickleball, just looking at the park. I mean, I think we need to take that under advisement. There's not a lot of places we can add to that, so it has to take from something else.
Right.
Because we don't have land, right?
It's Matsu property also. That's military property also.
Right. Well, that's what I was looking into, to see whether we have a piece of property, and we don't need a big lot.
Right.
Very small, just to put four dedicated pickleball courts there would help the community a lot, especially the pickleball community. Instead of the ladies out there carrying these big heavy bags and try to set them up and then take them down and put them away again. Whereas if they're permanent, they don't have to do that. And it'd be nice. Also, you mentioned something about the budget in the rec center. They can use that to buy better pickleball nets, maybe? I don't know who to address with that.
I'm not into that level of detail on that particular area of the budget, but I would tell you that they'll take a look at it. If they need to be replaced, they will more than certainly be replaced.
Right. I know in Carolina Beach at Mike Chappelle Park, they purchased the ones on wheels. They're portable. And they have locks on them, on the wheels, and the ladies just roll them up. So we have people coming from Fury Beach into Carolina Beach to play now. But I was talking with Eric over there, the director, and we got him to get those nets and to resurface also, if we can resurface the courts here. I know Jimmy had filled in the cracks.
Yes.
He filled in the cracks, which is awesome. But we need to resurface that whole court, the basketball court and the tennis courts probably. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did in Carolina Beach as well. And the portable nets, what I did was, we got four of them and we put locks on them. And then you have a combination. So the people that are here from the community, just like the box that we have at the park here, you have you lock them back up and just roll them out, and it'd be so nice.
Okay.
So if you can take that into consideration, I would appreciate that.
We'll certainly have Nikki, the director for recreation, take a look at that. She may call you to get some more information.
Okay, and then feel free to, you know, call me, visit me, whatever you like to do, and we can talk about the sign and get some ideas and what I can do personally.
Thank you.
I'll be happy to put the bill for the electrician, as I mentioned earlier.
Thank you very much. Okay. We appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
So that closes the discussion. We have your motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. You got your job.